Welcome to Fire Talk Radio, teaching the unfiltered Word of God with the anointing of His Spirit, with subjects on eternity and the choices we make that determine our eternal destiny.
Hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Fire Talk Radio. I'm really glad that you joined me, whatever part of the world that you're listening to me from. I'm really glad that you decided to tune in today. Today is a special day for me. Of course, every day is special that we're alive, but it's a special day because 12 years ago today, God rescued me from what could have ended in tragedy. I could have lost my life. I was trapped inside a burning building, and there was absolutely no way out. But God, He delivered. And I just thought I would take this time to share with you what happened, how God has brought me through that, helped me overcome, and how He's using me today. And I wanted to take this opportunity to share it with you. Perhaps you're going through something difficult in your life. Perhaps it seems like you've lost everything and that there's no way out from it. It's just going to be this dark cloud hanging over your head. Well, I'm here to tell you that's not the case. I'm going to go to a song, and I'm going to be back. Right back with you. This is by Freddie Haylor, called Jesus, Your Presence Makes Me Whole.
Jesus, receive the healing presence of Jesus. Jesus. Thank you.
to say I love you. You are everything to me, and I love your holy name. I love your holy name. I exalt your holy name.
Praise God. Worthy to be praised is He. I'm so grateful for God. He is so wonderful, and He is worthy of all honor, all glory, and all praise. Hope you enjoyed that little praise break there. And if you have any questions, comments, or anything you would like to share prayer for, feel free to call me at 646-668-2093. That is 646-668-2093. I'd love to have you along. Now, I just wanted to share with you what happened 12 years ago today. Of course, I'm not going to dwell too much on the bad that happened, but out of the good that came from it, and hopefully through my testimony, it will help you see that if God helped me overcome, then He can help you overcome anything that you're going through. Any kind of setback, any kind of sickness or discouragement, or anything that may be happening. So it was it was 12 years ago today, this very day, give or take a couple hours, right? So it was 12 years ago today that I was inside my apartment, my condo actually, and I was talking to somebody on the phone, and all of a sudden my cat started acting really weird. Just started scattering and ran and just running around in circles and dashed under the sofa. And I'm thinking, what is going on? I turned around to look, and there is my bedroom engulfed in flames. Like the curtain was completely engulfed in flames, and it was just falling down because of the flames. And there was no way out. The front door was engulfed in flames. I mean, you know, out around that area. So basically, there was a lot in the bedroom area, and I only had one way out. I'm talking about front door wise or door wise was the front door, but I was trapped because the flames were, you know, they were just really big. And so anyway, I was up on the second story. And I had my left foot in a soft cast because I'd hurt my foot. And so I didn't know what to do because the patio door was locked. It was closed and it was locked. And I didn't know what to do. And I didn't want to panic. My mom always said, in an emergency, don't panic. But I know that things can go up pretty fast when it comes to fire. So I heard in my spirit, get down on the ground and crawl to the ground and unlock the pin, because the pin was on the ground part. It wasn't on the top part. So anyway, I did that. I got down there. I pulled it out. I opened the door, got on the patio. Smoke was everywhere, black smoke. And I yelled out there, I was screaming for help. I happened to see a guy running, and I was screaming for help. He came over to where I was. He told me to get get over the side and jump down, and he helped me down. And I explained to him my leg, I couldn't do that. And plus there was not barbed wire, it was like this chicken wire, so that the cat could not fall through when she went outside on the patio. So anyway, anyway, make a long story short, he came over. He's banging through to get the chicken wire off out of the way, and eventually got me down and got me out. It took a good long time to get me down, but anyway, took me down, and eventually got me to safety running out. And the second I got out, maybe a couple of seconds later, the windows blew out. And the place was pretty much engulfed in flames by that time. Now, I was, needless to say, pretty hysterical. But I do remember, because I think the most part that I was really upset about was my cat. Because I did not know, you know, I did not know what was going on with the cat. And so I just basically I didn't want to leave because, you know, I knew in my heart she was dead, but I didn't want to leave because I didn't want him to take me out of the building. I just wanted to go back to the cat, but it was basically too late. So anyway, I was downstairs, but I do remember that I was looking up at the building at the time with all this black smoke coming out of it, and I stood there, and at the top of my lungs, I worshipped and I sang this praise song, and I sang, blessed be the name of the Lord. I guess that was kind of popular back then. And the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. But, of course, just to clarify, those were Job's words. The Lord doesn't give and then take away. The enemy is the one who steals, kills, and destroys. The Lord has come that we may have life and have that life more abundantly. And he gives over abundantly, super abundantly, more than we could ever ask, dream, hope, or imagine. So, but I was singing it I wasn't really singing that part as much as I was singing, blessed be the name, you know, and I just was praising at the top of my lungs. I was singing, and so I gave that sacrifice of praise to the Lord. Anyway, a whole bunch of other stuff that happened in between here, there, and everywhere, but I don't want to get into all that because I don't like to, I feel like a testimony is really talking about what has the Lord done for me since. You know, yes, he rescued me. Thank God he rescued me. But what, you know, what's happened in between time that may bring glory to my Father, glory to God in this. Now, I spoke to the gentleman several months later who had actually rescued me from the building. And he is an ex-firefighter, ex-policeman, and an ex-something else. He does all these things, you know, in that similar field. And he told me, he said he had been in a lot, fires, and he had rescued a lot of people and helped put a lot of people's places that were on fire. He helped put a lot of fires out. But he told me, he said one thing puzzled him about the fire that I was in. He's been in so many of them to know the exact amount of time of when they're going to go up in flames. That's going to be really quick. And he was knowing that he had to get me out of there because it was going to be any second that it was going to be engulfed. And he told me that it was as if something was holding back the flames and not letting it be engulfed. He said he didn't understand. He said every other one would have been engulfed by then. And it was nothing but the hand of God. The angels, the hand of God, any way of it, it's still the hand of God. So I'm just so grateful to the Lord that he did that. What a testimony that no matter what we go through, and no matter what the circumstances may look like, and no matter how the enemy comes against us, God is greater than anybody and anything. He can deliver us. He can set us free. He can heal us. He can make us whole. He can heal our broken heart. He can do anything. He is so powerful. He's so mighty. He's so worthy, and he's so great and worthy to be praised. He is majestic, awesome, altogether lovely, precious, and beautiful. Everything that's awesome and great and good, he is. He's perfect. And he also has a perfect love for you. So whatever you're going through right now, just know that God is with you. God is with you. He's for you. He's not against you. And he's by your side and on your side. And he absolutely loves you so very much. He really, really loves you. And he has a great, great plan for your life. He really, really does. So I looked up some scriptures, and I was praying to the Lord. I'm like, Lord, what scriptures should I read? What scriptures can I do? Can I read? Can I share? And so I immediately felt like one was dropped in my spirit, was Psalm 91:3. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pest. And I looked up in dictionary.com what exactly snare is or means. It says a device, often consisting of a noose for capturing small game. So basically small animals. Anything serving to entrap or tangle unawares, trap. Let me see. Now, that would be because I was on the phone, is all of a sudden, and then it happened. But God, he's awesome. Now, I wanted to say that what was it here? I was trying to find. I do all kinds of things here when I'm doing a show. I man the studio. I find the songs because I can put some songs. I can cue songs that I know I want to play that bring glory to God. But I may have one that I feel later on. So I do that. I man the chat, and I do looking up scriptures and all kinds of stuff. So there's all kinds of things that I do at once. So I was thinking about Psalm 91, and it's not just that one particular Psalm, 91:3, but there's also other. It's actually all of 91 is actually works good, because he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near me or nigh me. And then it goes on to say in chapter, I could read the whole thing basically, only with eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Thinking about no weapon, another one also is, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up in judgment is already condemned. And I'm going to be right back. I'm going to play one more song. It's called I Will Restore. And then, you know, when the thief is caught, he has to repay 7 times what he stole. He has to restore 7-fold what he stole. Whatever's been stolen, whatever the devil has stolen from you, he must repay 7-fold. And God will restore to you everything that has been stolen. Everything. Restoration and peace. I speak to you in the name of Jesus.
What was lost in battle, what was taken unlawful, where the enemy has planted his seed, and where health is ailing, and where strength is failing, I will restore to you all of this and more. I will restore to you all of this and more. I will restore. I will restore. I will restore to you all of this and more. I will restore. Breaking, and where dreams are forsaken, and when it seems what was promised will not be given to you, and where peace is confusion and reality an illusion, I will restore to you all of this and more.
More, more, more. I will restore.
promises, Lord. Your promises never fail. Thank you that you're God who restored your people. Oh, yes, you do. All of this and more.
Thank you, Father God, that you are a God of restoration. You are a God of restoration and goodness. In Joel 2:25, it says, "And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm." So that's God's promise that he will restore all of that. Everything that the devil stole, God will restore. And as I stated earlier, devil has to pay it back sevenfold. So I was looking up another psalm I really like, and I can never remember if it's 21 or 121, so I had to double check it. It's 121. It's really short. I love this psalm. "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither sleep nor shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore." Hallelujah. Psalm 40, verses 2 through 4 says, "He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies." Psalm 107:20, "He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions." He definitely delivered me from destruction that day or that night and many times since. And he's healed me as well. He's mended my broken heart from that night. I can talk to you about it. I couldn't never used to talk about it before because it was too painful. I lost almost everything material-wise in that apartment. But the worst thing that I lost that day was my cat. For me, that was the worst thing of everything, of being trapped inside, wondering, you know, what was going to happen next, was at the end for me. The worst thing was me. I could have done with losing the whole entire house, the whole entire belongings. If I could have just had my cat, I would have been fine. But God restored me. God healed my broken heart. He mended my soul. And he healed me from that pain, from the guilt, which was not none of mine to bear. Me thinking, oh, if only I could have got her out. I couldn't have got her out. That place is There was no way. But I can actually sit here and I can talk to you about it. And it doesn't freak me out. It doesn't give me flashbacks. Yeah, I have flashes because I'm thinking about something from the past, but it doesn't make me have that, all those feelings that go with being trapped inside there and all the feelings that came afterward. I lived with my friend for the holidays because it was 12 years ago today, so it's close to the holidays. So I stay with my friend and her family from now up until the holidays, until Christmas and then New Year's, a little bit of New Year's. And then in the beginning part of the year, the insurance paid for me to live in a hotel for a year. And then I was looking around for places, and I ended up at a really nice place. And it was quite a bit bigger than the other place. And the furniture and the clothes and the things that through the insurance company paid for was actually, if you think about it, more than seven times what I had before the fire. Oh, and I ended up with two cats, double. And they were precious, precious cats. I had them until a little while ago. They pretty much passed away of old age and just diseases, different diseases for each one, but I had them. Nothing happened to them where they weren't taken from me. They were my friends. We had good fun cat times together. And you may not understand that if you're not an animal person, but that's okay. I can talk about that, and I mean, God, like I said, God restored all of that to me, and even more, greater than. So whatever you're going through, whatever heartache you're going through, whatever loss, I mean, a friend of mine, I'm not going to say that person's name because they're not with me here and they haven't given me authorization. I'm just going to make it like a general thing. But a friend of mine, were going home for lunch and came home and their apartment had burned down or was in the process of burning down one or the other, but their apartment had burned down and everything inside it, almost everything, was destroyed. And except for some things that only God knew meant the world to them. Only God knew was important to them. And only God could cover those things and from the flame and protect it so that they could give that to that person and say, here, this is for you. This is how much I love you. Yes, you've been through that, but here is this. You haven't lost everything. And, I mean, that person, thank God, wasn't trapped inside. They came home to find that place burnt down, but they weren't inside it, thank God. And thank God they're okay. They're not hurt. Nothing's wrong. They have that handful of things. But I can relate to what it feels like to have maybe pictures, photos that burnt down, or clothes, favorite clothes, or favorite things, a sentiment attached to certain things. I can relate to what that feels like, that loss. But I'm believing for sevenfold, like I got more than sevenfold with everything I got eventually later on, like I said earlier. One thing that actually reminds me of is when sometime later after the insurance, takes a while process. It's a bit of a process for the insurance and taking pictures and settlements and yada, 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 and getting boxes and getting things cleaned because maybe they smell the smoke or they have a fire extinguisher. I guess, really, whatever that foam is they use to put out fires, but on there. So, anyway, finally one day I got two boxes of things from the insurance company. That's all I had left was two boxes, two small boxes. Let's say they're, you know, small, medium. But that's all I had left from everything, all the belongings in there. I remember opening, I prayed before I opened. I was like, oh, this is going to be, anyway. So I opened up the first thing from the box. Oh, and before I forget, check this out. I had like a bunch of money. I had like about $200, $250 in cash in the apartment, in my purse, and, or somewhere around there, and it wasn't even touched. I got that money. It wasn't even burnt up. Wow. So, fast forwarding to the box opening. Okay, so I opened the box, and I started to open the very first thing. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, let me open this. I said, you know, this is kind of hard a little bit. It still brings back memories because this was very fresh still for me. So I said, let me, show me what you want me to open first. So I opened up this little figurine. It was wrapped in this tissue paper. I opened it up, and it's a little tiny figurine of, it was a number 2 and a little baby on it. And it said, the title of this little figurine was called Count Your Blessings. I was like, oh, well. I'm sitting there and I'm counting the blessings of 2 cats, a much bigger place to live, a nicer place, nicer area, my health, my strength, my peace. I started to count all my blessings. And eventually later, after I opened everything in the boxes, I counted all those as my blessings too. I just kept going on and thanking God for everything and counting my blessings. And then the second thing I opened was a little figurine angel. It was of this little girl, a little girl figurine. And on the bottom, her name was Joy. And God, I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, weeping may endure for a night, but joy, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise you, Lord, joy comes in the morning. So, joy. And the third thing I opened was this, I can't pronounce the name, I try, Saborsky, I'm not even going to butcher the name anymore, crystal, and it was this butterfly. New life, new birth. And I thought of, if any man be in Christ, he's in new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, the new has come. I was like, wow. New life, new creation, new birth. And how God had rescued me from then, and I had become this, this new creation out of the ashes, if you will. Beauty for ashes. I'll look that up. I think it's Isaiah. But so I sat there and I was just amazed at all of that invention. And one by one, I opened up the other item and so. But it was a blessing. It is Isaiah 61. I'm going to go to Isaiah 61:3, and to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the plant of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And boy, did I use that garment? I think I kept that garment of praise on because I had a lot of heavy nights of heaviness and a lot of nights just crying myself to sleep. I cried till I couldn't even cry anymore. But as much as I cried and as hard as I cried, till, like I said, I fell asleep until there were no tears left, that's as much joy as God has given me. When I get hit with the joy, that's as much as I laugh as much as I did when I cried when I was bitter in my heaven. Praise God. So whatever you're crying about and whatever heaviness you're going through, let me tell you right now, I tell you right now by the Holy Ghost, by the power of God, that heaviness, that brokenness is going to be replaced with joy, going to be replaced with everything beautiful. It's going to make those just, it's going to be just indescribably awesome. And even every, you heard that saying, every dark cloud has a silver lining. It may sound corny, whatever, but when you think about it, you look up, there's always a little bit of light. And even the darkest cloud, there's a little bit of light someplace. And that little bit of light, if you can just focus on that little tiny sliver of light, know that that light is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and you're not always going to have this dark cloud hanging over your head, because God is with you. God is for you. God is not against you. God loves you. He has a great plan for your life. He's not out to get you. He's not out to destroy you. He's madly, totally in love with you. And whatever happened to you is not a punishment from God. It just is, because we live in a fallen world. We live in a world that was fallen because of the sin of Adam and Eve. And we live in that world. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But God came that you may have life and have that life more abundantly. And I know that God's hand is upon you. God is holding you. And he's meeting you at the point of your need. And if you need to cry until you can't cry anymore, until the tears won't even come anymore, until you're too exhausted to cry, then do it. Because once you cleanse yourself of that pain, the joy will come. The peace will come. In the midst of the darkness, the light of God will shine. I know, because I was there, and I can testify and tell you of his goodness, that in all of that he carried me. He held me in the cleft of the rock and in the secret place. And I wasn't alone. I may have been physically alone, but I was not alone. And I thought, oh God, is this ever going to pass? Am I ever going to feel okay? Am I ever going to feel that I don't have, am I ever going to feel not miserable? Am I ever going to feel not so sad? Am I ever going to feel not so lonely? Am I ever going to feel like I haven't lost everything? Am I ever going to feel okay again? And I felt in that still small voice, he told me, you're going to, yes, and he'd remind me and say, remember this time when you, all you could do was cry and about a certain situation. You didn't think you'd ever get past it. You didn't think you'd ever get past it. And I said, yes. And he says, do you remember? You got past it. There are going to be ebbs and flows in our life, hills and valleys. God is faithful. He's faithful. He's with you in every hill, valley. With you now, holding you, reaching out to you and touching you and meeting you at the point of your need, because he's faithful. So faithful. So faithful. And he's so wonderful. He's so awesome, and he's so good, and he loves you. 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 He loves you so very much. So much. So I promise you, it will get better. It will. It will get better. I know it will, because I was there. It may not be the same circumstance, the same situation, but I was there. Emotionally, physically, maybe. I was there. And now I'm here, reaching out to you and telling you everything is going to be okay. It's not over. It's not the end. It's just the beginning. And it's darkest. The darkest hour is right before the dawn. I promise. I am a living, living testimony. Okay? It's going to be all right. Father God, I just thank you that you know, Holy Spirit, you know what these people are going through. Whatever it is they're going through, Holy Spirit, I thank you that you reach out to them, you touch them, you meet them at the point of their need. I thank you for that, Father God. I thank you that you meet them at the point of their need. Whatever it is they need, Lord. I thank you that you sent your word and healed us and delivered us from all our destruction. I send your word to them right now, Father God. The anointing is voice activated. And I thank you that your anointing is there, that your presence is so tangible with them right now, Father. And I thank you that they get whatever it is that they need, because only you know what we need. And I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for peace. I thank you for joy. I thank you for love. I thank you for encouragement. I thank you for healing. I thank you that you're the mender of the brokenhearted. And I thank you that you're not a high priest Lord, you know I'm paraphrasing it, but basically we don't have a high priest who does not sympathize with our weaknesses and with our things that we go through. You're compassionate. You're awesome. You're good. You're kind. You're sweet. You're loving. And thank you, Lord, that this testimony. Thank you, Lord. I publicly thank you. Whoever's listening, thank you for saving me that day, Father. Thank you for holding the flames back. Thank you for all that you've given back to me physically, emotionally, material-wise. Thank you for 2 years of Bible college. Thank you for the souls that you've given me to save. Thank you for allowing me to save over 17,000 people, of giving me that privilege and that honor of leading them to you personally. 17,000 people that never would have heard if I'd have perished in that fire. Lord, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the new house, the new cats, and the new one I have now. Thank you for love. Thank you for peace. Thank you for joy. Thank you for all you've restored to me. All you're doing in my life, you're awesome. And every breath I take, thank you for that breath. You're more than good. I love you with all my heart, my soul, my mind, my being. I give you glory, honor, and praise. You're awesome, God. Thank you for touching the people, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to let everyone know I've got 4 minutes left. Now, since this is live, I'm going to close out, but then I'm going to go to a song, and you can come back and listen to that song if it cuts off. I want to let you know that God has a great plan for your life. He loves you. And I have a question. If you were to die this very second, do you know for sure, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you would go to heaven? The Holy Bible reads, we've all sinned short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So if you want to make sure you're going to go to heaven, just mean it with your heart and repeat after me. Just say, Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me. Cleanse me. Set me free. Jesus, I believe that you died for me. I believe that you rose from the dead and are coming back again for me. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Give me a passion for the lost, a hunger for the things of God, and a holy boldness to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am saved. I am born again. I am forgiven. And I'm on my way to heaven because I have Jesus in my heart. And I forgive everyone who ever hurt me or neglected me or abused me, including myself. I release them, and I receive your peace, your joy, and your love, Jesus. Amen. Forgiveness is important. I know that for a while there, the fire was caused by a person that was living downstairs, because these were condos, they weren't townhomes. Anyway, so it was caused by a person living downstairs, for whatever reason, put a candle on a paper plate, and that candle pulled over on the paper plate, and it several buildings were affected. People were had to find other lodging. But anyway, it took me a while, but eventually, I mean, should have done it right away, because that's what we need to do, because nobody knows the hour. I mean, thank God I didn't die, because if I died in unforgiveness, then I would have gone to hell. But I forgave that person. So forgiveness is very important. It helps your healing process, too. I've got about 30 seconds, so I'm going to tell you that you are loved by God. I love you. God loves you. You're accepted in the Beloved. You're priceless. You're precious. You're the apple of his eye. And if he looked in a crowded room, you'd be the only one who saw. Until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand and envelop you in his love.
Give you peace that passes understanding. When you rest in him, your problems, they will grow dim. He'll give you peace that passes understanding. So just trust in him, and his peace will come in. When I'm on my way, and I don't know which way to go, my mind just spins, and everything's becoming gray. I just turn to him in the glory realm. I cast my cares into his hands. He takes them all and gives. me his rest. He'll give you peace that passes understanding. When you rest in him, your problems, they will grow dim. He'll give you peace that passes understanding. So just trust in him and his peace will come in. So if it seems that all you have is falling away, and everywhere you go the sky seems gray, you just turn to him. Those are temporal things. Stand on his word and his praises sing, and by his love and grace he'll give you rest. Understanding. When you rest in him, your problems, they will grow dim. He'll give you peace that passes understanding. So just trust in him and his peace will come in. And his peace will come in.